tell me your name and where you're from?
I'm Atticus. I'm from Boulder.
And why are you here today, Atticus?
I'm here because I feel a lot of disappointment, worry, sadness, and anger. And I think that it's really important to just show up and demonstrate when I feel that. There are a lot of people whose rights are being taken away right now. There are a lot of people who are feeling, I think, really constrained by having freedoms that were once somewhat taken for granted removed in a snap. This is really a dangerous time. I think this is a fight that's not only for abortion rights, not only for people who have uteruses, but this is also a fight for freedom in general. So that's what I'm here for.
And what do you think you'll get out of the event today?
I think there's a level of energy that I feel here right now, kind of an energy of resistance and of transformation that pushes back against the forces I was talking about that are trying to remove rights and constrain people. So I think I already feel a little bit more opened up and a little bit more free by being in this crowd, and I hope that energizes me to take more action.
And what kind of action do you think you'll take after today?
I think that continued activism comes in a lot of different ways. I think it comes in supporting people around me, but I think it also comes in the form of writing to representatives, fighting for Colorado's rights specifically, and seeing what can be done for people in border states.
Thank you very much, Atticus.
Thank you.
Hi.
Who are you, and where are you from?
I'm Steph. I'm originally from Boston. Now I live in Longmont.
And why are you here today?
I'm here to stand up for what I think is right.
And what do you think you'll get out of the event today?
Well, I think community and coming together is a great way to make change, as well as support one another who are affected by this shift in the country and the expression of violence that we're seeing. And coming together in this way is important to me, and feeling that community, I'm sure, is impactful for myself and others.
And what do you think you'll do to continue the fight for access to abortion after today?
Yeah, so it's important to me to stay educated in terms of what's happening on global, national, and smaller scale community levels. So just staying up to date with the changes that are happening and the different forms of liberation that are possible, and then supporting those either in interpersonal communication or with my voice more broadly, or with my vote, or with my money. Just showing up in a variety of ways in an educated way where I think is important.
What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Harry, and I'm originally from Orlando, Florida.
And you live in Colorado now?
Yes, that's correct.
Why are you here today?
I'm here to make sure that women's rights are protected and heard, and even though I'm a man, doesn't mean that women don't deserve the same rights that I enjoy every day.
What is your name and where are you from?
Emily from Littleton.
And why are you here today?
To have my voice heard.
And what do you think you'll get from the event today?
Well, I think what it'll do is help galvanize me to go into action and volunteer more. I give a lot of money to Planned Parenthood, but I think what this will have me do is, at my age, I have the time to be able to volunteer. I know that there are that they're setting up vans to park along the borders to help women from other states. That's where I'm going to volunteer.
We will not back down. We will continue to fight.
We will continue to fight.
We will.